This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the third hour of the program, plenty of time for you to join us here if you'd like. The overarching discussion here throughout the show, however, has been psychopaths. How to identify them, what they're all about, and how to deal with them. We haven't gotten to the how to deal with them part. We're going to be doing that here in a moment. And, of course, you can share your thoughts, your experiences, and maybe you are diagnosed as a psychopath. We were just talking about a guy, James Fallon, who is a doctor and accidentally discovered that his brain scans matched those of psychopathic killers. However, he is described as a pro-social psychopath. He's, you know, happily married and, you know, has kids. He's not killed anybody. So, you know, not all psychopaths are killers. In fact, probably the supermajority of them are not killers. But they are people who apparently don't feel any kind of empathy towards other human beings and have a tendency to manipulate them as well, and then also abandoning those people that they've manipulated once they've used them for their purposes. So we can continue that discussion with you tonight. It's Ian,
Cody,
and Johnson.
And Johnson, you were going to get into the part of the story, and the website again, I'm sorry, what was it?
I don't even remember.
It's just, I like to give credit where, you know, credit's
due. Baca de Soya.
Baca de Soya. So, you know, very interesting, detailed article about psychopaths, and some would say there's really not much of a difference between a psychopath and a sociopath. Let's continue with how to deal with them. We've talked about identifying
them. Just a little bit more about the identifying.
Yeah, okay.
So it says, referring to psychologist Harry Levinson's work on healthy and unhealthy narcissism in managers, Hogan noted that unhealthy narcissists have an almost grandiose sense of certainty and a disdain for subordinates. They are particularly good at ingratiating themselves with their seniors, but brutalize their juniors, he's quoted as saying. And it says, now we're going to get into how to deal with them. So it says, all right, so you're pretty sure that this new person in your life or that new co-worker at the office is manipulative and playing puppet master. How do the experts recommend that you deal with them? Step one, don't. The end. That's the first step here. Oh, if only it was that easy.
Right, because you're stuck in an office with these people.
Yep. All the resources I looked at have had the same primary suggestion. Just get the heck away from them. If it's your personal life, that's doable. At the office,
you can't.
That may not be an option.
And, you know, what? You leave the office just to find out the next one you work at's got another psychopath. Yeah.
Companies can avoid hiring subclinical psychopaths in the first place by using multiple rounds of structured interviews. Flexible interviewing procedures allow charming predators too much room to use their powers of influence and check references. Psychopaths lie on resumes a lot. But if you have to deal with them as an individual and you can't get away, don't play their games. They're better at this than you are. They've done it before. Harvard psychologist Martha Stout says that you might think that you're being a hero, but you're actually charging into an ambush from the sociopath next door. Do not join the game. Intrigue is a sociopath's tool. Resist the temptation to compete with a seductive sociopath, to outsmart him, psychoanalyze, or even banter with him. In addition to reducing yourself to his level, you would be distracting yourself from what is really important, which is to protect yourself. Even if you win, guess what? Now you're using manipulative games. Stanford professor Bob Sutton, an author of Good Boss, Bad Boss, tells all of his students, when you take a job, take a long look at the people you're going to be working with, because the odds are you're going to become like them, and they are not
That's
going
scary.
To become like you. You can't change them. If it doesn't fit who you are, it's not going to work. But what's the attitude most people get wrong when dealing with a possible psychopath? And you have to, this is step two, accept that some people are just bad news. You might believe that all people have good in them, or that every person can be fixed, or that they'd be better if... That's not going to fly here, sorry. Again, from the sociopath next door, the first rule involves the bitter pill of accepting that some people literally have no conscience. Do not try to redeem the unredeemable. You can't change them. What you can do is get to know how they work and get to know yourself better. Know where your vulnerabilities lie, because psychopaths are experts at figuring them out. Address your weaknesses before they exploit them. And this is from,
this is really intense.
Yeah. Snakes with suits. When psychopaths go to work, this is an excerpt from that. As one psychopath put it, I love do-gooders because they do me such good.
Wow.
Often a subclinical psychopath is telling so many lies it can be hard to see straight. How do you keep your head clear? Step 3. Pay attention to actions, not words. This is another one that all the sources agreed on. Don't listen to the excuses, rationalizations, or outright lies. Don't listen to what they say they will do. Pay attention to what
they actually do.
Yep. Harvard's Martha Stout recommends using the rule of threes to tell an honest mistake from manipulative behavior. One lie, one broken promise, or a single neglected responsibility may be a misunderstanding instead.
Mm-hmm.
Two frequently is.
Yep.
Two may involve a serious mistake. But three lies says you're dealing with a liar, and deceit is the linchpin of consciousless behavior.
Now, just to be clear, it's interesting we're bringing up lying here. There's somebody that we know who is a... pathological liar, yeah. I think is the right term for that. And I don't think that means that person is a psychopath, necessarily.
Right. I think just probably has self-esteem issues.
Who knows what the reason is for that lying, but I don't think that just because someone's telling a lie a lot means that they're necessarily a psychopath, but it certainly could be a warning.
I think one of the biggest warning signs that I've gathered from the how to spot is somebody who's, really focused on kissing up and kicking down that whole thing. It's somebody who's
moving up the social order.
Trying to move up the social order and treats people that they see below them as very, very badly.
Hmm.
That's probably the biggest sign. It says, okay, you're on to them, but they're a vindictive bunch. How do you protect yourself from retaliation at work? Build your reputation and your relationships. This is step 4. The psychopaths at work are always recruiting unsuspecting patrons and upper management to unknowingly provide cover for them when rumors about their shady behavior start to circulate. And they'll also be leveraging these relationships to spread disinformation and lies about anyone who gets in their way or poses a threat. And that might include you. So make sure to build your own relationships and keep a reputation as a hard worker.
Well, yeah, if you're not vulnerable to them, then you must be a threat to them.
Yeah, be above reproach. Don't be a complainer. That way, when you do complain, senior people listen.
Now, can psychopaths identify you? They were talking about earlier identifying the psychopaths that, use your gut. They were saying that people have an instinct that these psychopaths are interspecies predators. And that, the hair going up on the back of your neck, you just get the feeling that this person is a predator. Is that something that, I remember in the show Dexter, which is all about a psychopath trying to blend in with...
Spot our own.
Yeah, with... Right. He could spot the other psychopath. So I wonder if that's true. Is that a thing? Like, can psychopaths easily identify the other psychopath in the room?
I don't know. Probably.
So
I guess so.
If you're self-diagnosed and you want to admit it, we'd love to hear... Or not self-diagnosed, but if you've been diagnosed... and you're aware of it, would love to hear from you, 855-450-FREE.
So to protect yourself, make sure you invest energy in managing your own reputation, to build open and honest relationships with your peers and your boss, to work up your abilities, and to follow applicable policies and procedures. And if you're dealing with a possible psychopath in your personal life, relationships are just as important. Friends can often be more objective than you can. When multiple confidants say, he or she is no good, you might want to listen. All right, and then it says here, all right, if you've tried everything but you still need to work with them, what's the best way to do that? And this is the, the last step here.
Yep.
Win-win agreements. Psychopaths are aggressive personalities. They want to win. If you can make it so it's easier and more enticing for them to work with you than to try to subvert you, you might be able to keep their ruthlessness in check. This is from In Sheep's Clothing, Understanding and Dealing with Manipulative People. When you bargain with any aggressive personality, try to propose as many win-win scenarios as you can. Doing this is extremely important and requires creativity and a particular mindset. But in my experience, it's perhaps the single most effective personal empowerment tool because it puts to constructive use the aggressive personality's determination to win. All right. We've covered a lot, so let's round it up and learn the most important thing you need to remember for the long term so a psychopath doesn't really screw up your life.
All right, we're going to get into that coming up here. And then also, I still want to look into the difference, because some people are saying it's the same psychopath, sociopath. There's a WebMD piece here that says there are some differences between them, and we'll see. It seems clear that people don't necessarily agree on this. 855-450-3, that's 855-450-3733. The one thing you need to remember about psychopaths come up on Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. Bring up whatever you want, although right now a lot to talk about psychopaths here on Free Talk Live. How to identify them, what to do about it. And still to come a little bit more on that discussion. You can also join us toll-free here and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Roger Veer, who is an early proponent of Bitcoin, also a libertarian, entrepreneur, peace activist, and longtime listener and supporter of Free Talk Live, has predicted great things for Monero. Monero is a cryptocurrency with robust security and privacy features. And I've got a little bit of it. Now, we're not telling you to buy Monero, but you probably should take a look at this and decide for yourself. If you're interested in Bitcoin, then you owe it to yourself to check out Monero. In fact, Veer has predicted a market cap for Monero as high as $1 billion U.S. dollars in the near future. And we've heard that Jax.io is going to be incorporating it into the Jax wallet, which is the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. And people have begun trading Monero on the dark markets, or the darknet markets, and of course that was how Bitcoin got a boost in its early days as well. So there's a lot of similarities, and one of the other things that's really interesting about Monero is it actually wasn't based off of Bitcoin. It was created from scratch as an anonymous cryptocurrency, so it's very, very different in a lot of ways, and that makes it unique. Getmonero.org is where you can go to learn about it. That's getmonero.org. And, of course, we'll tell you more about it, especially once it comes out as a Jax option and at Jax.io in their wallet. We'll definitely let you know about that because that's going to be a major advancement, I think, for Monero. Because right now it's so new and so undeveloped that they don't even really have a really user-friendly wallet for it yet. So, you know, now's the time to start researching it. GetMonero.org as we continue here with a detailed story, very interesting, very useful, that you've been sharing with us, Johnson, tonight about how to identify psychopaths, what it is to be a psychopath, how these people work, and how they manipulate people. They assess people's weaknesses and then ultimately, you know, use them up and throw them away. Yep. Now, there's one more part to this story that you wanted to share, which is the one thing to remember.
This is just the summary.
The summary, okay.
Yep.
All right.
Just a sort of quicker, you know, broken down summary of how to deal with a psychopath. So here it is. Don't. That's the first step. One, run. Two, are you sure you can't run? Then accept that some people are just bad news. A tiger is not a good house pet, and you will not change that fact.
Tell that to Siegfried and Roy.
Pay attention to actions, not words. No excuses, no BS. Use the rule of threes. Then build your reputation and your relationships.
The rule of threes was in relation to a person who's been who told at least three lies.
Right, yeah, and just paying attention to actions and not words. Build your reputation and your relationships. You need a good defense and a good advice. And then win-win agreements. Make it easier to go through you than to destroy you. When in the middle of a death match with a ruthless monster of a human being, being cynical is like having ESP. A jaded perspective can keep you one step ahead of them. But in the long term, it can be toxic. Don't give up on all people just because you
Johnson.
Don't give up on all people just because you dealt with a really bad one. Mother Nature has a sense of humor. On one hand, you have psychopaths who have zero empathy. On the other hand, there are people with Williams syndrome. They have too much empathy. They trust everyone.
Is this Cody?
They love everyone.
Could be.
Or it could be you, Ian.
Williams syndrome.
They love everyone.
Oh. Well, I can love somebody, but keep them at an arm's length.
Like, yeah.
If someone has proven themselves untrustworthy, it doesn't mean that you should trust them.
Yeah. Kids and adults with Williams love people. They literally are pathologically trusting. They have no social fear. Researchers theorize that this is probably because of a problem in their limbic system, the part of the brain that regulates emotion. There appears to be a dysregulation in one of the chemicals, oxytocin, that signals when to trust and when to distrust. This means that it is essentially biologically impossible for kids like Isabel to distrust.
You're not really a social person, Cody, that I've seen. So I don't know if you qualify as a Williams syndrome.
He has normal oxytocin response. Some people are too good, some too bad, and most of us are somewhere in the middle. Don't let a bad experience with one person ruin the party. This is, again, from the sociopath next door. Do not allow someone without conscience, even a string of such people, to convince you that humanity is a failure. Most human beings do possess conscience. Most human beings are able to love. To live a happy life and a productive career, you may need to give up on particular people, but that doesn't mean you have to give up on all people.
Good advice.
There it is.
So, Cody, you had an experience that you were bringing up during one of our breaks, and I said, well, you know, let's talk about this on the air as long as you're willing to, and you said you were.
Sure.
We'll change the names to protect the maybe not so innocent in this case. But you had an experience with someone who you believe is a sociopath or a psychopath.
Yeah. So there was this girl who kind of entered the liberty movement in Manchester while I was living in Manchester. And she started sleeping around a lot.
She was a native, too, right? Like, she didn't come here for the Free State Project or anything like that.
I don't know. I don't actually remember how or why she ended up in New Hampshire. I think previously.
I recall someone telling me she was a native.
Previously, she was in Utah. I don't remember where she was born.
Okay.
But she was the type of person where she would do this thing, kind of like what we were talking about, where, you know, she would really charm the hell out of you, even if it was for no reason, to the point where you start wondering where it's coming from.
Like, why is this girl being so nice to me?
Right, and she would do
which
that.
Which was one of the signs that you're supposed to look out for, was somebody who is, like, unusually complimentary, unusually
she was nice very complimentary, and she was fearless, you know. Most people in social situations with somebody that they don't know very well, they have to build up a certain amount of trust before they open up to them. She was completely open.
Or so you thought.
Completely open, and I guess. Okay. I mean, you know, what she was putting out energetically seemed to me that way. Hmm. And she was very complimentary, and there was something very... you almost went into a trance when you looked into her eyes.
She was also attractive as
she
well.
She was very attractive, and something about her eyes would kind of suck you in, and, you know, you would just be like... in love, you know, you would feel like, oh my God, she's perfect, right? But she would do this with multiple people. And the thing was, there was no...
Men and women.
And there was no, like, I'm going to, you know, I like this person, I'm going to stay true to them, I care about them, this sort of thing. And I think it's different than the whole poly sort of thing. It was more or less like... I'm going to have sex with everybody. It's not really like a polyamorous relationship.
There was no love there. It was just she was seeking.
Whatever she was putting out seemed like it.
Uh-huh.
It was convincing. But it wasn't necessarily real because, you know, and another thing, too, is when we were talking about sociopaths, you know, zoning in on your weaknesses and figuring out how to put you in a vulnerable place. Well, the first time we kind of got together, I was incredibly high on mushrooms. And for me personally...
And when you say got together, do you mean sexually or
sexually,
like you met her?
Sexually, okay. Right. And for me as an empath, you know, people get kind of confused about who I am as a person because I put walls up when I'm sober. When I'm on any kind of psychoactive drug, be it weed, mushrooms, LSD, I open up completely, which can be a terrifying experience for me. So I can be feeling a bunch of anxiety, and she can zone in on that and figure out, okay, I can get what I want out of you because I know you're in a place where you're terrified to be in reality right now.
We're going to continue here. Cody's first time with the psychopath. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. You're also welcome to join us to share your story.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us online. Just get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And how'd you like to get a free course, Economics in One Day, as presented by the Foundation for Economic Education? They can teach you in one day more than you probably will learn in any amount of time at a school about economics. It'll be give you a depth and breadth on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. You can get it starting for free over at fee.org/FTL. You'll learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. So start today over at fee.org/FTL, no charge. That's fee.org/FTL, and learn why entrepreneurship matters. We'll get back into Cody's experience with someone he believes was and is a psychopath. But first, we've got David on the line in New Mexico via Skype. Hello, David.
Hey, yeah, I'm out, competing with psychopaths as we speak.
Are you driving?
No, I'm outside working. I live extremely remotely, and I have neighbors, meaning people that live a half mile and a mile and 2 miles away, that when they go to town, they make a point of driving down my little two path instead of one of the 20 other alternatives, and they speed and stuff. So I put in some speed dips going in front of my house. Mm-hmm. So that they don't kill my animals and stuff. So what they do is they start driving off-road around them.
Of course.
And then and they've done stuff like stop right in front of my house and then peel out. And then they go over the speed bump. And I got speed bumps on each side of my property. So, you know, to say, hey, slow down when you come in. And once you leave, you know, it's marked there too. But what they'll do is they have to slow down for the speed bump. And then as soon as they're across the speed bump, then they go twice as fast as they did before I put the speed bumps in, you know, just to pay me back. So I'm out improving my speed dips here. So I'm competing with the psychopaths.
Okay. So what do you want to share today besides that?
Well, besides that, well, that yawning thing is kind of interesting. It's kind of funny. Even when you were talking about it, I've noticed this prior to your conversation, that even if, I don't have to see it. If someone talks about yawning, I start to yawn. So I don't know what that means. Yeah, and psychopaths, the brain scan stuff, that will come in extremely handy when they're forming the next set of concentration camps. It'll make it much easier to scan everybody's brains and determine who we're going to throw in the concentration camps and such. And that could have come in extremely handy when back in Salem when they were looking for witches, would have helped them find people. I wonder if we can dunk psychopaths. Do they float or do they sink?
I have no idea.
Yeah, and that guy that you're talking about, the scientist that found out that he was a sociopath,
Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon, yeah. James Fallon. Yeah, I would speculate.
Same thing.
Yeah, right. Fallon, yeah.
Jimmy's another name for James.
Yeah, right? I know, but if we're talking about Jimmy Fallon, people are going to think you're talking about the talk show host.
I mean, he's fake for totally other reasons.
Anyway, go ahead.
I believe that the scientist himself said this, that you know, whatever, one in every 30 people qualifies as a so-called psychopath like himself, and whether they become extremely successful in positive ways or whether they become a serial murderer like Ted Bundy is greatly influenced by their childhood.
Yeah, that's what Fallon was saying in an interview I was reading.
Yeah, and so it may, like many other traits and characteristics, both physically and psychologically of we humans and probably other animals as well, is that it probably served a purpose tendency exists because the society, the community probably benefited by having a couple of those who were extremely driven and maybe could help lead them, keep them safe in whatever ways.
So what you're saying is there's an argument that, psychopaths are just part of the evolutionary process.
That's my feeling. I mean, I'm nobody, but that's my feeling is that all these different things that the so-called and I'm a skeptic of the psychology field. You know, look at them. They change from one DSM to the next DSM. They believe one thing and then they completely throw that away and claim something new. And so to me, they have no credibility. Let me throw this in before that industry, the psychologists, psychiatrists, so on, they come in extremely handy for politicians or whoever wants to label somebody as dangerous.
Yep, they can justify that with that, sure.
Exactly.
Oppositional defiance disorder, that's a new one.
I don't know if it's that new, but it's been around for several years that I know of, and we all probably fall in that category.
Sure, yeah.
Like being told what to do. David, thanks for your call tonight. Interesting thoughts there. Let's continue with Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, you know what? We just had another special session. I think this is our second or third
now,
one.
What made it special? That's what I'd like to know. Why was it special?
It's a cost of $50,000 a day. And then, you remember we had a one-month session.
What is the session that costs $50,000 a day?
Well, because the regular session, we only have 1 month, 1 year.
Who's
and the
we?
Next year it's 2 months.
What session? Sarah, we have no idea what you're talking about.
Also, give me a reason to care, if you would.
Yeah, that's another good point.
Well, you know what? Do you know why I'm calling? Because if David is listening from New Mexico, I know he's an activist. I'm so frustrated estimated that we have the shortest state session in the whole country.
Okay, so you're talking about some kind of legislative session? Is that what you're referring to?
Right, within our state. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I think that's a good thing, because if those politicians are meeting for fewer days, as they are in New Mexico, they actually do have a right. She's right about this. It's very rare that Sarah will be informed on what she's saying. But the New Mexican, New Mexico actually doesn't pay their state representatives very much at all, just like New Hampshire. And their session is, I believe, even shorter than New Hampshire. I could be wrong about which one has it shorter, but they are fairly short. They don't meet for that long on a yearly basis. So I say that's a good thing, because it keeps those psychopaths from hurting more people. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, just remember, when you call a talk radio show, the other hosts are not telepathically linked to you, so they don't know, and the listeners certainly aren't, so they don't know what it is you're talking about necessarily. So you have to kind of set the scene, if you will. Maybe paint the picture for the people who are listening, which includes those of us in the studio.
Right.
So we were talking about, Cody, your experience with a lady that she reeled you in, man. She had you hook, line, and sinker.
Those eyes.
Those eyes. Right. She was beautiful. But on top of that, she was also very complimentary towards you. She managed to really ingratiate herself with you, and you were just head over heels for this girl. But it turned out she was doing that to everybody.
It was very unhappy.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I am going to keep names out of this, but a female friend of mine was attracted to her before I was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was basically screwed over by her because she quickly moved from her to me without really a moment's notice. Just like, oh, hey, he's around. All right, cool. Maybe I'll see if I can sleep with him. And, you know, I hadn't had sex in quite a while, so I was pretty okay with the situation. And it was actually my female friend who, you know, weeks later was like, nah, dude, she's a sociopath. And I didn't believe her. I just thought she was butthurt. You know, like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, she's a sociopath.
You're just jealous.
You're just jealous. That's what we all thought until, you know, there came that moment. And this is kind of what we were talking about, where they will charm you to death and make you feel like it's real, make you feel like, oh, wow, somebody really cares about me. Hmm. And then in a moment's notice, they'll shut it right off.
Flushed.
And it was almost a palpable feeling of like, because I remember, you know, I had been with her a couple times, you know, and she was cuddly and nice. And I was like, almost thinking like, oh, she's the one. Mm. And then there came this point where, you know, we were chatting for a while and it was nice. But then there came this one day where she stopped talking to me. And whatever feeling I had, you know, this feeling of connection, it was severed almost immediately.
And you hadn't done anything to deserve that. You hadn't, you know, cheated on her or lied to her or anything like that.
No, nothing.
Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to talk about your experiences with psychopaths, you can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardovite. Cardovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you if you will join us now. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's been an interesting discussion, very in-depth, about psychopaths and sociopaths. And we kind of started out by talking about, well, was there really a difference? I mean, I had initially thought, and now I've learned more about psychopaths here tonight. I initially thought psychopaths were the ones who would kill people. Turns out that's not the case. There are pro-social psychopaths like this Dr. James Fallon that you were talking about earlier, Johnson. Mm-hmm. There's an interesting interview with him over at Vice.com.
He's been interviewed in so many places. There's Vice, there's TED, there's Reason.
I'd say
the Reason one is very, very interesting, too.
Because that talks about libertarians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says that libertarians are the opposite of psychopaths,
ways, yeah.
But I bet there are some exceptions to that rule. But the headline over at Vice is Dr. James Fallon makes being a psychopath look like fun. It's a pretty interesting interview. But I was curious, what is the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath? Because some people have said they're basically the same thing. When you look at the definition of psychopath, it defines it with sociopath or sociopathy. Psychopathy is defined by sociopathy. So here's a story, a little piece from WebMD. We'll get into that here, but also want to let you know about how to support Free Talk Live. If you value what we're doing here, then get your shopping done through shop.freetalklive.com. Maybe you want to order a book about psychopaths. Well, great idea. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. There's Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you and get what you want. Get a great price because it's Amazon, and you'll help Free Talk Live all at the same time. So WebMD, Kara Meyer Robinson writes, what is the difference between a sociopath and a psychopath. What do the words really mean? You won't find the definitions in Mental Health's official handbook, the DSM, that we were talking about, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. Doctors don't officially diagnose people as sociopaths or psychopaths. They use a different term instead, antisocial personality disorder. You'd mentioned that earlier.
ASPD, okay. Yep.
Most experts believe psychopaths and sociopaths share a similar set of traits. People like this have a poor inner sense of right and wrong. They also can't seem to understand or share another person's feelings. But there are some differences as well. A key difference between a psychopath and a sociopath is whether he has a conscience, the little voice inside that lets us know when we're doing something wrong, says Michael Tompkins. He's a psychologist at the Sacramento County Mental Health Treatment Center. A psychopath does not have a conscience. If he lies to you so he can steal your money, he won't feel any moral qualms, although he may pretend to. He may observe others and then act the way that they do so he's not found out. Now, a sociopath, he says, typically does have a conscience, but it's weak. He may know that taking your money is wrong, and he might feel some guilt or remorse, but that won't stop his behavior. Both lack empathy, the ability to stand in someone else's shoes and understand how they feel. But a psychopath has less regard for others, says Aaron Kipnis, PhD and author of The Midas Complex. Somebody with this personality type sees others as objects that he can use for his own benefit.
To strengthen sort of James Fallon's thing about libertarians kind of being the opposite of this, you know, one thing that you mentioned there is like somebody not feeling remorse and then people who feel remorse. I'd say that libertarians in general, right, in general, go one step further in that they actually, when they do something wrong, they will generally take a step to make that other person whole. Where there are a lot of people out there who will do something wrong and they'll feel bad about it, but then they don't do anything about it.
And they'll just move on.
The major difference when somebody is actually a very principled person is that they will make good. They will do everything they can in their power to make up for something that they've, you know, done. Like if
they want to somehow borrow money
and they want, you know, didn't, you know, pay it back, they're gonna figure out a way to pay it back. It might take them forever, right. But they'll do something. They'll take a step. They'll take an action and they'll do it.
They want to restore their place in that person's life and be trustworthy again. Whereas this goes back to what you were talking about with psychopaths, where step three with the psychopath, after they've assessed you for your weaknesses and manipulated you, is to throw you away like a tissue. You know.
Yep. Like if somebody, you know, like they're, I'm just, you know, thinking along the lines of, you know, somebody eats somebody else's food or drink, you know, just minor things. Like the libertarian will tend to be like, oh, you know, I had me over for dinner or whatever. Here's a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas like a lot of average people just don't ever do that. You know, they might be like, oh, I've been, you know, overstaying my welcome. I feel bad. But they don't actually take a step to do something about it. You know, like they, you know, it just seems like that tends to be more prevalent in a liberty community of people who, you know.
I'd say it's more prevalent, but there's plenty of people who come in.
There's plenty of people who are not principled and who are not.
There are people who come in to this community who are psychopaths.
Yeah.
And it's because they're, you know, the psychopath is good at masquerading.
Right.
They can make themselves appear as though they're a libertarian. Right. And so they, you know, again, get into the community. They take advantage of people's generosity.
And if you think about it, because libertarians might be opposite on that, there's probably also a lot of people in the libertarian community who are libertarian and have been libertarian because they've been victimized so much in their life. You know, they come to libertarianism because they understand the evils of authority and people who are bullies and who victimize people. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are libertarian who would identify and tell you they were bullied as children. You know, like they were bullied during their childhood. Like, I bet that there's a larger percentage of people who would identify with that statement in the libertarian community than
that would be interesting to
think it holds true for
study,
me,
definitely.
Yeah.
In movies and TV shows, psychopaths and sociopaths are usually the villains who kill or torture innocent people. In real life, some people with antisocial personality disorder can be violent, but most aren't. Instead, they use manipulation and reckless behavior to get what they want. If you recognize some of these traits in a family member or coworker, you might be tempted to think you're living or working with a psychopath or sociopath, but just because a person's mean or selfish doesn't necessarily mean he's got this disorder. It's not easy to spot a psychopath. They can be intelligent, charming, and good at mimicking emotions. They can pretend to be interested in you, but in reality, they probably don't care. He says they're skilled actors whose sole mission is to manipulate people for personal gain. Sociopaths are less able to play along. They make it plain that they're not interested in anyone but themselves. They often blame others and have excuses for their behavior, as opposed to a psychopath who is much more able to manipulate, much more able to play along and, again, you know, fool people. Some experts see sociopaths as hot-headed. They'll act without thinking about how others will be affected. So they're only thinking about themselves to the extent where they're not thinking about the manipulation of others. So basically saying that psychopaths take that manipulation, take that antisocial personality disorder to the maximum extreme. Psychopaths, they say, are more cold-hearted and calculating. They carefully plot their moves and use aggression in a planned-out way to get what they want. If they're after more money or status in an office, for example, they'll make a plan to take out any barriers that stand in the way, even if it's another person's job or reputation. And recent research suggests a psychopath's brain is not like other people's. It may have physical differences that make it hard for the person to identify with someone else's distress. These differences can even change basic body functions. For example, when most people see blood or violence in a movie, their hearts beat faster, their breathing quickens, and their palms get sweaty, while a psychopath has the opposite reaction. He gets calmer. Kipnis says that quality helps psychopaths be fearless and engage in risky behavior because they don't fear the consequences of their actions. So WebMD is saying there are some differences between the sociopaths and the psychopaths. So if a sociopath, if this is true, and there may be some people in science who disagree with it, but if this is true that the sociopath is less able to play along, that they're just, it's more plain that they're just interested in themselves, that would say to me that politicians are more like psychopaths. Right. Because politicians are gifted at, you know, they're so good at appearing as though they're friendly and that they care about you and that they're interested in you. I mean, we've had Gary Johnson sitting here in the studio before, and he's a super nice guy. Like, you know, he's a likable person. Now, I don't think he's as dangerous of a psychopath as somebody like Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
He's definitely the lesser of the evils in the national race. But
well, it almost sounds like the way this article is talking is that there's some sort of spectrum. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, there's a spectrum from sociopath to psychopath. And, you know, Gary Johnson might be a little bit in that direction as compared to...
A little more pro-social than, say.
Yeah, as compared to Trump or Clinton. But, he might just... You know, personality disorders are a very interesting thing. And you can find, you look into it, you can find so many different things. And even when we're talking about antisocial personality disorder, you can be antisocial and not necessarily be a danger to anybody else. You could have schizoidism and be antisocial, and all that means is that, you know, you're not really a danger to anybody
to parties.
Else. You literally just are completely fine being by your lonesome.
Right.
And you get all of the entertainment and, you know, dopamine rushes that you need from your own imagination and whatever you create on your own. That's an antisocial personality disorder that really doesn't hurt anybody.
Good points. We're out of time for tonight. Don't forget to join Cody on his show, Off the Air Live. It's Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Liberty Radio Network and offtheairlive.com. Between now and tomorrow night, you'll see us online at freetalklive.com.
A dozen medical cannabis cultivators and processors have partnered with Medical Genomics to record and track the genetics of cannabis strains on the Bitcoin blockchain. The Massachusetts-based firm has partnered with a preliminary group of 12 cultivators and processors to develop a fully validated genomic-based safety and quality standards for medical cannabis. MGC's StrainSeq service records the unique genetic information of cannabis and hemp strains derived from DNA sequencing into the Bitcoin blockchain database. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.